I'm David Delegater. Jazz polls mimic the way fans vote for the baseball All-Star game. They're a little more than a popularity contest. And for jazz tenor saxophonist, you won't see the name Ernie Krivda anywhere on the list. I suspect he's a victim of having toiled in Cleveland for nearly 50 years. His big gig was with the Quincy Jones Band back in the early 70s. And after 3 years in New York, he went back home. Krivda's recorded more than 30 distinguished albums on Inner City, Coke, North Coast Jazz, Advent, and Cadence, among other labels. When I listen to Krivda, whom do I hear? I hear Wayne Shorter. I hear the New Orleans Reed men Donald Harrison and Branford Marsalis, the avant-gardists David Murray and Bayard Lancaster. But what I hear the most in his phrasing and oblique arrangements is the altoist Lee Konitz. Krivda is incapable of playing uninspired solos, and his attack is consistently forceful. His most recent album, Blues for Picar, has been released on the Capri Records label. The title reflects an homage paid to Krivda's friend and fellow Clevelander, the jazz critic and underground comic writer Harvey Picar. Picar is best known for his sardonically introspective series, American Splendor, which largely reflected his life as a file clerk at the Cleveland VA hospital, his family relationships, and any number of bizarre anxieties. Although Picar could not draw a straight line, the series was brilliantly illustrated by dozens of comic artists, including Robert Crumb, Spain Rodriguez, Gary Dumm, and Frank Stack, among others. And the comic book series formed the basis for a movie of the same name, featuring Paul Giamatti as Picar. As to the album, Blues for Picar, Krivda's never sounded better. There are 5 standards and 2 original numbers. The opening tune, The End of a Love Affair, is turned into a swinging post-bop rendition with explosive up-tempo blowing by the trumpeter Dominic Farinacci. On More Than You Know, Krivda plays a lyrical, burly tenor, and the slow, bittersweet rendition brings a melancholy air to the old standard. Claude Black, the rarely recorded session piano player, is heard at his comp and best on this tune. The Sonny Rollins tune, Vals Hot, features crystal-clear phrasing from another guest trumpeter, Sean Jones, while Krivda deconstructs and reassembles the somewhat lost Rollins standard in an impassioned dialogue between the two musicians. Darn That Dream is the most straight-ahead chestnut on the album, while the Dexter Gordon piece, Fried Bananas, kicked off by drummer Renel Gonsalves, is another hot, explosive showcase for trumpeter Jones, talking to Krivda, who propels everything into orbit with a lovely solo by pianist Claude Black. 2 Krivda compositions close the album, one for Willie, based on the chord changes from the standard Out of Nowhere, and features bassist Marion Hayden playing the melody in a duet with a band leader. The title cut, Blues for Picar, features electric blowing by trumpeter Dominic Farinacci and closes the album, leaving us wanting more. Krivda's perpetual fondness for standards in no way interferes with the superb improvisations on this album, in both individual and ensemble modes. He remains a brilliant, distinctive saxophonist who's still at the top of his game. So, perhaps you've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visited the astounding art museum, heard the superb symphony, and are still looking for an excuse to go to Cleveland, then you would need an excuse. Well, go and see Ernie Krivda. He's there playing a number of clubs just like he has for the past 40 years. At the very least, go get his latest album, Blues for Picar. Ernie Krivda will be appearing at the Blue Wisp on Friday, March 30th at 8:30, and it's an opportunity you really shouldn't miss. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.